After this message from Anchor, you'll hear from Jason Coleman, who today was announced the new coach of the UMaine Augusta Moose men's basketball program. Today, I have Jason Coleman joining me. Just today, he was announced the University of Maine Augusta men's basketball coach and taking over that program starting today. And Jason, I guess we'll just start with how did that come about, and what maybe sparked your interest in the program?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. But it was I've always wanted to have my own college program, and it's always been a goal of mine and a dream of mine. And the opportunity presented itself, and the big thing for me was I could have my own program, but not have to relocate my family. We have some that are really invested and enjoy the school they're in. We really enjoy the community we're in. So it was it's kind of best of both worlds. Chance for me to have something I've always wanted and chance for them not to have to uproot and move because I'm chasing a dream.
And now you've had a lot of success at the AAU level, the high school level. You got your foot in the door at UMaine there. And what kind of can you bring? This program has been struggling in recent years, haven't had a winning record in a number of years. What mentality can you bring to try to help turn that around?
Well, we're going to compete. We're going to bring in a lot of energy. We're going to bring in a lot of competitiveness, and we want to bring in student athletes that aren't afraid to work. And that's one of the biggest things I'm going to address in our recruiting is bring in guys that not only want to be here and compete at the collegiate level, but also aren't afraid to compete with each other every day in practice and try to, if we can raise the end of our roster to be equal to the top of our roster, then we'll collectively get better. So, we're going to attack it hard. We're going to attack it head on and bring in some guys that I think can play right away and really push some of the returners that are coming back from last year. So, I've already started the recruiting process. Especially now I'm taking advantage of this opportunity where a lot of the bigger schools can't have people on campus. So there's some student athletes that are available that normally wouldn't be available. So I'm going to really try hard and get the right people in here to do what we're trying to do.
And, obviously the time we're in right now, what challenges is it to start a new position kind of during a pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, it's some ways it's a challenge, some ways it's a blessing in disguise because it gives you an opportunity to kind of make sure you're doing everything the right way. You're not rushed into having students come visit campus and, rushing to do this and that. And, so kind of take a step back and, do some more in-depth research and make the right phone calls, make sure I'm contacting the right people, getting the right information, because we're going to recruit character first. So I want to make sure we have high character players coming in and with high character most of the time comes high academics. So, we're going to take our time and research before we start just bringing people in to bring in, which is one of the benefits of kind of not being able to travel as much right now, especially with out-of-state recruits, is get a chance to have longer phone conversations and Zoom meetings and get to know them on a personal level more than just a basketball level. So that's the way we're going to look at it and attack it and see what happens here with COVID long-term. And, we're going to operate status quo. And if things change and we have to adjust and push the season back, then we will. But right now we're going to plan like everything's, going to start back up and we're practicing in the fall. So.
And in one thing that came out recently, the University of Maine systems will be starting up as normal. So does that kind of help a little bit? Will you be able to get on campus and maybe meet with some guys?
Absolutely. And like I said, we're going to operate status quo until we're told not to. We're not bringing any guys in anytime, in the immediate future, but when, we're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, I'm calling all the returners from last year and, seeing where they're at, whether they're staying, their intentions are to transfer somewhere else or not go to school or whatever it might be, and trying to build a relationship with those guys first. And then I will build the relationships with, the potential recruits that I'm talking with. So.
Right. So you have on the roster, I noticed that you have nine returning players. So is that correct, you think?
I think after a couple of phone calls and some things we've discussed for one reason or the other, I think I'm sitting right around, five or six returners from last year, which gives me some flexibility to bring in a good, a good five to seven new players this year, whether they're freshmen or, junior college transfers or transferring from a four-year institution where, paying a higher tuition right now at a private school compared to paying, an in-state tuition at a public university is a better option right now, with obviously a lot of decrease in job opportunities, throughout the state and the country.
Now you replace a coach that's been there for quite a while. So that, that's going to be a change for the players that he recruited, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is we're going to, build the relationships with the guys that are coming back, but also, teach them our culture. We're going to, Coach Ford was there for a long time and he happened to retire. So it's, a chance for someone new to come in and really establish the culture that we want, bring in the right players that match that culture and really just start from day one and establishing that and setting our expectations where we want to be as far as a team atmosphere and a team perspective, not just a basketball on the court kind of thing.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to the next one where, I was going to ask, because, I've seen you coach many, many games throughout the years, and to me, you're one of the better, in-game coaches. I was going to ask, what can you bring to this group on and off the court? Like, what can you bring to them?
Yeah, I mean, off the court, we're going to, try to make it – I mean, the college experience is new for – with the exception of the freshmen, all these, college experience is hard for some people, especially when you travel away from home. So we're going to bring a good family atmosphere. My kids will be around the games, or be around the practices every now and then. We'll do a lot of team stuff, outside of basketball. So we'll, make sure we get to, when things allow it, the after school programs, make sure we're reading to the students, make sure we're, going around to the nursing homes and senior living facilities around Christmas. So we'll do a lot of team things that aren't just basketball related to help with the transition and help with the being away from home. From a basketball perspective, you've seen me for many years. We're very multiple. We do a lot of different things. We'll play, man-to-man. We'll switch up some zone stuff. We'll do some, extended pressure. We're in a lot of quick hitters, but, we're going to try to, defend first, rebound and go. And if we don't have anything in transition, then we'll like to run our sets and our stuff and make sure we get the right looks for the right guys. There's a difference between being slow and being deliberate. We want to make sure we're taking the right shots. We have the right people taking those shots. So we'll be very multiple. And depending on how the recruiting class goes, we'll tweak our offensive sets to what we have to make sure we're playing to our strengths and taking advantage of our opponent's weaknesses.
Now you were, you were at UMaine. You helped out there. Obviously it's a different, level, Division I there, and you had a different position, obviously. But what can you take from there to bring here, coaching the Moose?
Yeah, make sure you surround yourself with good people that have the same goals as you do. One thing Coach Barron was really good at was he brought in people that had the same goal in mind, and everyone trusted each other, and that makes you work very well together. And one of the biggest things I'll take from it is everything's got to be built on a good foundation of trust. And, recruiting wise, you have to build relationships. It's not just you're recruiting a basketball player, you're recruiting a person, and you want to make sure that they trust you and that you have their best interest in mind. And you're really building that relationship with them from day one, and make them feel like they're more than just a basketball player. You're actually recruiting them as a person to come be a part of your family.
Lastly, what are you looking forward to the most in this new adventure for you?
I'm looking forward to being able to recruit, having my own program, my own systems, bringing in my own staff again, really just building on, what's already existing in this conference. This conference has had a lot of success. I believe two teams last year made it to the Final Four on our level, and, really want to get ourselves in the top four of the conference consistently. And I'm just really looking to, dig in and really get after it and get going from day one, and not shy away from anybody or anything, and just really compete and bring in the right players that are, high academic students that are willing to do the work academically, but also willing to challenge themselves, on the basketball court and really, really push each other to get better.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jason, for joining me today. Also, lastly, I guess, maybe a plug for your place in Old Town, your restaurant there in Old Town, and what's going on there.
Yeah, so I own Jersey Subs and Suites in Old Town. about 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow, we actually had to close our Bangor location, but we're still open in Old Town. We're currently there Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 2 for lunch. And within, you know, before the end of July, we're going to extend back out to 7 days a week. But right now, it's just Thursday to Sunday, 11 to 2 for lunch, right on Stillwater Avenue between Dairy Queen and Dunkin' Donuts.
Excellent, excellent. Go see Jason there and get yourself a sub. And again, Jason, I appreciate you joining me, and good luck this coming season. I'm usually busy with high school season, but hopefully I can come catch a game or two.
Sounds good. You're welcome anytime.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening today. Please follow Eastern Maine Sports on Facebook and Instagram at Eastern Maine Sports, at Twitter at Eastern ME Sports, and online at EasternMainSports.com.